You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. In the past few weeks, the Bay Area has had one protest after another over the country's immigration policies. Thousands of people have taken to the streets.
We know that by living on stolen indigenous land, this is not the first time children have been kidnapped and taken away from their parents. While we like to believe this is un-American, this is actually embedded in our colonial settler history.
People camped outside of ICE offices in San Francisco for a week. Protesters showed up day after day to stand outside of the West County Detention Center, and many of them had the same message. Abolish ICE. The idea has been gaining traction with everyone from immigration advocates to national politicians. But what would abolishing ICE even look like? And what does that mean for the Bay Area? KALW's immigration reporter Nina Gensler-Debs is here with me to help us sort through what this all means. Hey, Nina.
Hi, Hannah.
So tell me about the story of ICE. When did ICE come into being?
Sure. So ICE, or U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, was first established in 2003 as part of a government response to the September 11th attacks. Uh-huh. Before that, immigration enforcement was handled by something called Immigration and Naturalization Services, or INS, under the Department of Justice.
Right.
So when ICE was formed, it was moved under the Department of Homeland Security, which was also newly created after 9/11. Confusing, I know. But it's important because one argument out there for abolishing ICE is that it actually hasn't been around that long mm-hmm. in the scope of U.S. history. Mm-hmm. Immigration advocates have been arguing for a long time for immigration reform. But this particular slogan, abolish ICE, has really been made popular on Twitter recently, and it's picked up a lot of steam.
So who is supporting this idea to abolish ICE?
It's definitely not the majority of people out there, but a recent poll from Politico and Morning Consult show that over 40% of Democrats support abolishing ICE.
That's a big number.
Yeah. And those are more progressive liberals, right? Uh-huh. Those are people like Elizabeth Warren or the newly elected Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in mm-hmm. New York and our own Mayor Libby Schaaf in Oakland. She actually, in fact, along with about 150 other elected officials, signed a letter supporting legislation to abolish ICE. I had a phone call with her yesterday, and she told me she signed the letter because it's the right thing to do.
It's an important position to take. We have to push this conversation about how we treat our fellow man. This agency was created just roughly 15 years ago. It has not been in existence that long. It was born out of a moment of intense grief and anger and fear.
So she signed a letter, and what did she ask for exactly?
So the letter was written in support of a bill that wants to abolish ICE. Uh-huh. But then Republicans countered with their own bill, which is a resolution that's in support of ICE. Uh-huh. And actually, the House voted on that resolution, this one in support of ICE, today. And it passed. Most of the Democrats, they just abstained, right? They voted present. That doesn't mean yes or no. They abstained. But they had a chance to vote no on this bill and to make a statement against ICE, and they didn't. Mm. And I think this speaks to two issues. Mm-hmm. First, immigration is expected to be a big focus in upcoming elections. And Democrats know that abolishing ICE is not the majority opinion.
Right.
And second, moderate and more progressive liberals disagree on what to do about immigration. Mm-hmm. Senator Kamala Harris, for example, said on MSNBC that Congress needs to reexamine the agency, but that, quote, ICE has a role. ICE should exist, which is a more moderate opinion.
Right.
But Mayor Schaaf, she seemed pretty clear on her stance.
At this point, I believe there needs to be a new system. I won't dismiss arguments that the system could be reformed. I do believe that we know we can function without this agency.
There is widespread agreement that what we have now is not working. Mayor Schaaf told me it's not only how immigration laws are enforced, it's the laws that are the problem.
So abolishing ICE in a vacuum does not accomplish what I want accomplished. I want an immigration system that presumes people are here seeking political asylum. I also believe it's time we talk about universal representation. Residents that come to this country seeking legal entrance deserve representation as well.
So we know Schaff has already come out against ICE in the past,
yes.
But ICE is a federal agency. So what can we really do here locally in the Bay Area? We can't just abolish ICE locally, right?
No, we can't abolish ICE locally. But local activists have been protesting for weeks outside the West County Detention Facility, where immigrants detained by ICE are held. There are about 200 of them. And last week, the facility said they're ending their contract with ICE, and that ends in about 120 days. But these detainees, they're not just going to get released. The concern now is that they're going to move to other centers around the country, centers that are far away from their family and their support
They'll
networks.
They'll just be shipped
here.
Away.
Exactly. So that's the kind of problems that people are looking to try and solve as we move forward.
So what if they get their dream and want to abolish ICE across the country? What would it mean then? What does that look like?
Well, I asked Mayor Schaff about that, and she told me, unsurprisingly, I'm not an expert on federal issues. I'm focused on what the impacts are in my community, that immigrants here feel safe and feel welcome. And I talked to local immigration rights groups who either didn't want to make a stance on abolishing ICE yet or were for it but didn't have a clear vision of what the world without ICE might look like.
Right.
There are organizations out there that do, though. Organizations like Latinx and Chicanx organizing group Mi Gente that say, yeah, abolish ICE, but also let's go even further. They put out a policy platform saying, let's repeal laws that criminalize immigration and don't stop with ICE. Let's disband the Border Patrol. So the movement to disband or drastically change ICE, it's likely that California, specifically the Bay Area, is going to help lead the way. Because we've been ahead of the curve with things like our sanctuary city policy.
Right.
And the fact that we have public defenders that represent undocumented people in courts. And the list goes on.
All right. Well, we will see. Thank you, Nina.
Thanks, Hannah.